The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the commands I have given you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In addition to celebrating the Ascension this weekend, in some parts of the world, it's also World Communications Weekend. I can see a connection myself. Today, we can hear and see the news on a 24-hour basis from whatever perspective we wish. Depending on what button you hit on your remote control, you can choose what truth you wish to hear. One channel will tell you that a head of state is the greatest breaker of democracy ever known. The next station will declare that the exact same head of state is the second coming of the Messiah. We can receive this information 24 hours a day, updated every few seconds, and you can choose whatever truth you think is correct and make your life decisions on that basis. You've heard of the expression that news travels fast and that bad news travels even faster. Well, news didn't always travel fast. Back in the 17th or early 18th centuries, news barely traveled. The legend is told of what happened in the eastern coastal town of England called Hartlepool. The Napoleonic Wars were in full flight at this time. And at the heart of it, on one stormy day, a French ship was shipwrecked off the coast of Hartlepool. There was only one survivor, and that was the ship's mascot, which was a monkey. The monkey was washed ashore, but the people of Hartlepool had never seen a monkey before. Nor, for that matter, had they ever seen a Frenchman. Mistaking its chattering for the language of the enemy, the monkey was convicted of being a spy and was hanged. News doesn't travel that fast back then. Eventually, when Napoleon was defeated in Waterloo, it took 2 days for the news to make it to London. Today, with our 24-hour news stations, newspapers, blogs, and social media, we can be inundated with news and with opinion that often can disguise itself for news. It can be hard to differentiate between news and propaganda. We need time to reflect on events, but rarely is there an opportunity or time to do so. We would be wise to take a leaf from St. Paul's book, to read our daily newspaper, our weekly periodical, our favorite blog, or to listen to radio or television with what Paul described as a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Don't let all the bad news tempt you to believe that God has socially distanced himself. In the first reading today, we hear the words, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking towards heaven?" You see, if we only look skywards for Christ, we lose sight of the reality of his presence around us, in each and every person, and in the beauty of the world that God has gifted us with. You see, we are part of God's eternal plan, like it or not. The story is told that when Jesus returned to heaven after his death and his resurrection, the angel Gabriel was surprised to see him back so soon. 33 years is a long time, but not a long time when given the task that Jesus was given. "Back so soon?" the angel Gabriel said to Jesus. "Well, I would have stayed longer," said Jesus, "but they crucified me." "Oh, so you were crucified," said the angel Gabriel. "That means you failed." "Not necessarily," said Jesus. "You see, I called together a little group of disciples. They will carry on my work." "And what if they should fail?" asked the angel Gabriel. "In that case," said Jesus, "I have no other plans." If we were to return to an earlier chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, the 5th chapter, Jesus meets his disciples on a different mountain. Back then, he was instructing them on how they were to go about his mission, as we heard the Beatitudes. Today, as we near the end of Matthew's Gospel, the disciples are instructed to meet him on yet another mountaintop. Now these same apostles are given further instructions how they are to cope as Jesus ascends to heaven. There is a great sense that they are left holding the baby. Despite the odds, they did well. The Acts of the Apostles, today's first reading, describes how they set about that task. And later in the reading from St. Paul, they pray God's blessing on their work. Every time we attend Mass, or over the last 2.5 months, as we join the live streamed Mass, we too are instructed by God's Word. With very varying skills and level of success, the priest might draw attention to some aspect of those readings in the homily. At the time of the general intercessions, we pray God's blessing on our own needs. Then we offer our gifts and receive the Eucharist. And after the final blessing, like those disciples 2,000 years ago, we are sent out to love and to serve the Lord. Now there seems to be a sense that we ourselves are left holding the baby. We live in an imperfect world, populated by imperfect people, gathering this morning in an imperfect church to carry on the work of God. What an amazing challenge. God left his disciples to continue the mission of bringing good news to the world, and now it's our turn. Surely we need God's blessing. In the closing lines of St. Matthew's Gospel, which we've listened to, Jesus tells his disciples to teach those who follow them to keep the commandments that he has given to them. These lines make me feel a little uncomfortable. Do I mention topics like morality, justice, marriage, the value of human life, sexual ethics and truth, and risk you not joining us ever again? Or do I steer clear of any challenging message so that we all feel happy and comfortable, but risk our own salvation? If in doubt, look again at the closing lines of today's Gospel. I close with the most consoling words of Jesus. "Know that I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Christ is always with us. He has been with us since he ascended into heaven, and will be with us until all life comes to an end. These words offered comfort to hearts troubled by our political system, perhaps by Mother Church's policies, most likely by the coronavirus. We are now Jesus' disciples today on what is Communications Weekend and Ascension Day. We reflect on the message we have listened to, but also the message we carry with us and proclaim. What message do you proclaim with your life? Do you broadcast the truth? Could you be considered to be a credible witness? Lord, help us to be the best witnesses we can be over the week ahead.